Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Be'ez Hashem, today we'll be seeing Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis. A little bit of Hakdama, as the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei, says, La'olam, Yargiz Adam Yetze Toiv Al Yetze Hara. As what's the Lashon of Yargiz? Zot Rashi, that you should make a melchama with the Yetzahara. Now, Voide Shalonu Boilam Hazes, we lochem in the Yetzahara. And just like when you go to war, when you fight against someone, you don't just run to war. You prepare strategies. You have to know how to win them. You have to know where their weak points are, how they work. Like Israel before went to war with Hamas, it took off time to strategize. And every country before it goes to war, it strategizes. As Hu Adin, if you want to win the Yetzahara in the Muhammad Yetzer, you have to learn about the Yetzahara to know what he's about, how he works, and then you could be miskaber on him. As that's the Hagdama Tasugya, we're learning about the Yetzahara, we learn the Zayin Shemus of the Yetzahara, which are the different Bchinas, the Shemus, Magda, the Mahus. And now we're learning more and more about the Yetzahara, which is going to enable us, the more we understand the Yetzahara, the more we're able to overcome the Yetzahara. And that's really the Avodas HaChayim, like the Choyves Alvavis in Yichud HaMaisa Perikei and Vesil Sishar and Perik Kama says that that's what we were created to do, to fight the Yetzahara. And all your days are to be Zeichar Eschar Godel, a Toiva She'en Kamayu. As Havay Letz Nulma, the different members on the Yetzahara, and Mikoyach Zeh Ledat, Eich Li Lohim Kenegdoi, Vechlis Gaber Olam. As the first member, the Gears of Agamar is Yetzar Mis Gaber Olam Bechol Yoyim. The Masha is Mitzayin in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gears is Mis Chadish Olam Bechol Yoyim. And the Yen Yakiv, the Ben Yoyoda, Taka Goyris that in Agamar also, that it's the Yetzar is Mis Chadish Olam Bechol Yoyim. The next member is the member of Reb Shimon ben Lakish on the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis Yitzah Shalom is Gavra Allah B'chol Yoyim Umavakish Lam Nisai. As we have two Dagishes in the Yetzahara, Mischadish and Misgaber, and both of them are Madgish B'chol Yoyim. As what's this Dagish of B'chol Yoyim, which is a Tzad HaShava in both of the members? As it's been doing in the pasuk that the Gemara is derish from, Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim, that the Dagish is not only every day he's coming the Yetzahara, but Kol Hayoyim, Meduyik in Rashi all the year, Mom Mefurish in Rashi in Gedushin, every part of the day, every second of the day, constantly he's being Mischadish and Misgaber. And Zeh Balalamra Tmidas Pu'ula of the Yetzahara. It's not like once in a while, you know, Asarnis Yenis of Avraham Avinu, like once in a while, spread out. All the time, he's working, he's trying to be Machshalos. Because that's why the Gemara in Brachas Davei says, La'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzatav. You constantly have to fight the Yetzahara. Over there in Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Mesilas Yesharim, that this is a constant fight. And even if you win him once, he comes back. And he's coming back all the time. And you're like a chayal, a soldier, who's on the enemy front. And it's in the middle of a war where the enemy could attack at any time. You constantly have to be alert. You constantly have to be awake. You constantly have to be looking out for the enemy. As Hu Adin with the Yetzahara. He's always around. He's always there. He's always trying to get you. You have to be aware of this. And Chaval, Chaval, he doesn't even realize he's in the middle of Melchama. He's just going with the flow, chilling, following the crowd, doing what everyone likes and thinks is chasher. He doesn't realize he's here to work. He's here to be Leichim. He's here to fight against the Yetzahara. Step number one is realize we have an avoid in life. An avoid to be this. Number one. Number two is the hadgash of the Yetzahara is mischadish Allah. What does that mean? As the Maknin Kedushin and in the Aleph Yosef over here brings the same Yisai from Reb Chaim Volozhin. that he's constantly machadish what he's doing. And two dugmais in this, l'mashal, one time he's trying to get you to do lashon hara, one aveira. A little bit later, he's trying to get you do Bittul Torah, a little bit Leva Gaiva, a little bit Leva Gezel. He's always Mischadish. He's constantly changing which Avera he's shifting to you. Why another Chiddush is, another Shinui that he does, is which Tachbulais he's using to get you to be Oiver the Averas. Shimshim Vingis was Mazba, that's the gather of what it says when Yaakov Avinu asked the Malach of Eitzav of the Yetzahara, what's your shame? He said, I don't have one, because it's constantly changing. Before World War II, there was an sign of being communist. One of the big heads of communism was a Yid. There was an sign of the Haskalah movement. And now, after World War II, it's gone. But there's new Nisyanis, and Nisyanis is Halvei Gashmias, to run after Gashmias. Every door has its Nisayan. Other Dairis Nisayan was college, now college is not a Nisayan. The Yetzar is constantly changing himself and making new patentim, new Nisyanis. You always have to be alert and aware and see. And even in one person, when he's younger, the Yetzar is one thing. When he gets older, the Yetzar is different, and he changes. Boy, sometimes the Yetzahara comes in the levush of a mitzvah. It's such a mitzvah to call, to make fun of this person, to put the person down, to call him a nerd, an idiot, a dummy. It's such a mitzvah because the chule, this person is a mushchis. We have to destroy him. We have to talk about him. It's a mitzvah to have a machlekes against this family. It's a mitzvah to put down people who are a little bit moderni because it's going to destroy your frumkeit. Yeah. The Yetzahara comes, he comes with a lot of mitzvahs that he gives us that aren't really mitzvahs. As he's actually a very tricky fellow, this Yetzahara. You have to be very, very careful for him. As that's the Yetzahara, which is mischadish alav b'chol yom. The mashah in Gedushin says another dagish in Mischadish Alav B'chol Yom. He says that's the Hurim that come to our hearts and minds. Like all through the day, there are different thoughts and feelings that pop into our hearts or onto our minds. He's saying that's the Yetzahara he's constantly playing with. Oh, I'm so upset at him. Ooh, I want to eat that Starbucks flavored coffee. Exaggerating that it's not. Bechule, he's constantly, all those thoughts and feelings that are constantly popping into our head. That's the Yetzahara, which is Mischadish Alav Bechol Yom. That's the Pshat in Mischadish Alav. What's the Pshat in Misgaber Alav? The Machner Reb Chaim Elazhin explained it means in Oysa Inyan, he comes with more chizuk, like you're miskaber on the Yetzahara, as he pushes you more, and he makes you feel like you have to have this, you can't live without it, you have to do this, if you don't do this, you're not going to have menuchas ha-nefesh, he doesn't leave you, you must do this, you have to look at this, you have to do this, you have to be Maitzi Zerah Levatala, you have to be Bechule, you have to say this Lashon Hara. You must, you feel like you're plotting if you don't. Ms. Gabra love, he pushes you Bechoizik to do that very, he makes you feel you have to do it, if you don't do it, you're deprived. You must buy this name brand, this $1,000 coat. You have to have it, you can't live without it. It's going to be embarrassing. Yeah. As he mamish pushes b'chayzik, that's Ms. Gabra alav, b'chol yayim, he's doiche. And there's a big adgasha. When we know his tachbulais, as we can be prepared, klapi l'schadish alav, to constantly learn Musa, constantly think about what's going on. Is this really right? Is this really wrong? And in Ms. Gabra Alav, think, do I really need this? Now, many times our children come home, I need this. child goes to yeshiva and I need a coffee machine. Like, we need a coffee machine, drink coffee. No, it doesn't work. I need to get this kind of a shirt. I need to get this kind of a hat. I need to have this kind. Do you really need it? And not only our children, do you really need the new car? Do you really need the new mechuzah? Do you really need to eat that $500 steak? Do you really need that $2,000 suit? You need it? It puts such pressures on us. As the first thing is, do I really need it? And then you can catch yourself even more, because when he gets you to do averus and he forces you, sometimes you have to do it. Without it, you don't have menuchas nefesh. But you think if you do the avera, you're going to have less menuchas nefesh. You're going to be running after your typhus, and at the end you're going to have einshim geferlich and saras geferlich. He causes you such saras at the end of the day. As he's mazik you, and that's the hadgasha, he's mizgabra lo b'chol yayim u'mevakish la'misa. You remember the yetzer is yesayne. If he's getting you to do something, it's not because it's good for you. It's terrible for you. If he gets you to overeat by the kiddush, you're going to suffer afterwards. You're going to have a terrible stomach ache. He's going to ruin your digestive system for life because you're overeating again. You're high in sugar, you're high in cholesterol, you're going to have a heart attack. Because that's what he wants you to do. That's why he makes you overeat. Because it's very, very, very sadistic, this nekuda. We have to start becoming thinking people. Do we really need it? When we have that push inside, you must do this, you must have this. Do we really? One little question, Mat Ar is Doicha Harbechosh. Boy, to think of the damage that it's going to cause in the long run. Don't wait till it happens. Chop it early. And if you're miskabe, you'll be Zoicha to a Toiva Lenetzach Nitzachim She'ein Kamayo. As thus is a big hadgasha. As that's the koyach of the yetzer. He's mischadish alav. He's changing his tachbulais. As we always have to talk to ourselves back and change what we're saying. And that's why we always have to learn new musar. Kifi, where we have that nisayin, the Rusal Salanda says, that's where you learn musar. One day I'm learning about Lashon Hara, because I need chizik in Lashon Hara. One day, Tayvus Istaklos, because that's my nisayin. As I constantly be aware and in touch with where my nisayin is and working on it, v'oid in the misgaber, when I feel that dachav, that inner push to be mischazik. And there's another hadgasha over here, which is a big hadgasha. You know, some people feel like, you know, I have such taivas to look at different things, to do different things, to steal, to not, as I'm a terrible person, and it causes them to be miyayish. And Shetei Lecha, it's very important. You're not a terrible person. That is the Yetzer Hara. He's constantly pushing us and making us do and making us want. Who are you really? Andi Bedoiti. That's what El is about. It's Megale, who we really are. Look, I'm a neshama. Achelik Eloi Kamimal, Mandanovich me, Vayipach be Apoi Nishmas Chayim, the Ramban on the Pasigim Rashis, says a Maimah Chazal, which Makoire Mizoya, Mandanovich me, Dile Nofak, where Achelik Eloi Kamimal. Yes, we have a goof and a Yetzahara that pulls us, but that's not me. Don't be Mishayish. We all have a Yetzahara. That's Mishadish and Mishkab. You know, sometimes we win the Yetzahara. And Shmira say Naim Shmira Saloshan, and then we have a downfall, and we get very miyuyish. No, that's life. That's our avoda. In fact, that is our tafkid. Our tafkid is to be zeicha la'olam haba, and the only way to do it is there's going to be constant nesiyanus, as it's actually l'tayva seinu. As number one, the way we look at ourselves. We shouldn't be miyayish. And number two, some people look, wow, I've been working so hard on this sinyanim to learn, to watch my nayim, to watch my path. I give up. It's so hard. There's so much work that has to be done. And it's a chaval. We don't realize ze tavkid shelanu, to work hard on shmiras hapeh, to work hard on shmiras einayim. That's what we created. If we work hard, we're going to be zeichet a tremendous taiva. And if you don't work hard, mevakish la misoy, you're going to be not around. V'oy the tsaris, the ra, the yisurim that a person has to be soiva when he's not makpid. It's not kedai. As this is a very yisoidis dikinakud about the Yetzahara. We have to realize arba dvarim svichin chizik. The Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, Rabbi Yochum says it's coming to teach us. We have to constantly work if we want to get anywhere in Ruchnius. Because the Yetzar is miskabe b'chol yoyim. We have to be miskabe kenegdai. That's why Hashem made the world. Don't give up. The Gemara continues. V'malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eini Yocholoi V'Hashem Lo Yazvenu B'Yodai. Hashem helps. As the Marshon Kedushin, the Reish Yitzchokhm and Shara Yer both point out, don't think Hashem helps. Okay, when you sit back in my chair and Hashem is going to fly me to such heights in Avodas Hashem. Frank the Marshon, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chus Miyir Shamayim. When it comes to Yir Shamayim, it's not Bidei Shamayim. We have Bchira. We have to make the right decision. Because what does it mean Hashem helps? Zog the Marsha, Vad Hashem is not going to help if we don't start ourselves. Abad Avoyde V'Adam is like the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamites, Habo L'tayim Isayin Oysay. We start. We go ahead in the right direction. And that's what El is about. Resetting ourselves in the right direction. Reheading. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that's Tshuva. We're going to keep on trying, keep on working to do the right thing. And then with Zeicha, Shashem, Yazosh. As that's our Voida, Lishtandel, Lahamshich. And we'll be Zeicha to Nisiyata Deshmaya much more than we think. There's a story, the Chabad Chaim says, a marshal, someone that the Melech made a huge building. He said, whoever could climb to the top, Mizecha, to a tremendous amount of money. As people looked, many people gave up. But there's one soldier that said, if the Melech said, obviously you can get there. As he climbed and climbed, and he was climbing so many steps, until he got to the second floor. When he got to the second floor, there was an elevator that went to the top. The Melech wanted to see who's going to try to listen to him. As that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Marshal, we try, and then the Siyata Deshmaya comes, and we fly to such heights. As that gives us a tremendous chizik, we could do, we could accomplish. Let's just try, let's work. Let's try to be miskabe. No, this is the Nisayan. It's not going to be miyayishas. Not to give up. And Me'ez Hashem, if we keep on going, we'll reach tremendous heights and be zeicher of beautiful things together. The Gemara then continues and brings another Maimer Chazal. Impagu lecha menuvel zeh. As the Yetzar in this Maimer Chazal is called menuvel. As we learned on in Beis Amir Aleph, Zayin Shemus, none of them are menuvel. What's this menuvel? As the Tzadik in Divrei Seifrim says, that is going on the Yetzahara of Taivas Noshim. Because Be'etzem, it's an evil, it's a low thing, a hanav, kilu, regayim of Rabbi. It's like an evil to a person that he's even into it. Person so much higher than that. Bavadai a Torah's matzel mikol yetzahara, but this yetzahara of Noshim, the Archaim Naachrei Mois, he says, is from the strongest yetzahara, is the hardest one to be miskabel. As even mi menuvel zeh, which this thing, which is an evil gadol, everyone knows, it's not kilu the hechsta zachen, it's the hepech of highness and kedusha and raimamos. Now, avada when it issues with ishtar and kirai, thus is kedusha and taira and maila and raimamos. We're talking about the tzad hara, the tzad of znus. Thus is an evil gadol to Adam. As on that, it's saying even that Yetzahara is a tikkun, Mashchehu lebeis menesh. The going in Mishlei in Perikofei, Pasuk Chof Aleph explains this manuvel is going on the Yetzahara of Bittul Torah. Why is he called manuvel if he the guy Nira? Because a person is Yared Lekol Diyuta Tachtoina, Lekol Nivel, when he doesn't learn. There's someone once that he learned in Lakewood for many years, and he went into business. And a couple of months after he went into business, he found himself in a casino in Las Vegas. So he went to his Rebbe, and he said, "I can't believe it. I used to shry about it, and now I'm there." That's why I used to say it's disgusting. How could people gamble? It's so low, and how do you do such things and such pretzels? And now I can't believe it. What happened to me? As Rebbe asked you, since you started to go to work, did you learn? He said, "No. How can I have time to learn? Not in the basement. Anyway, whatever. What am I going to learn? It's nothing compared." So that's the secret. If you don't learn, you're yoyred. Barasi yasi yitzhara barasi taira tavlon beli taira. As Nebuchadnezzar, you see people that are yoyred, and how did it happen? Beli taira. Bittul Torah is a dangerous thing. That's the Goyim's shot. And this maneuver, which Yetzahara are we talking about? And a remez to the Grah is because it says Mashchehu lebeis medrash. So that's meremez that we're talking about this Yetzahara. As over here, the Gemara tells us, what's the tikkun of this Yetzahara? Mashchehu lebeis medrash. Because it's a very interesting diyuk. L'chayra, you leave the Yetzahara out of the Beis Medrash, you walk in, you got rid of him. Well, I really want to get rid of him. This sounds great. But the Gemara doesn't say, it says Mashkeyu, you bring him in, you pull him into the Beis Medrash. What are you pulling in the Yetzahara into the Beis Medrash? Azur Tzadik in Mesisei Laila. And this is Lishitasai that learns that we're talking about the Taiva of Nashim. He says, it's telling you, bring the taiva of Noshim into Limon HaTorah. Because there's a Zaya that says that the Tachlis, the reason why, one time Chazal wanted to be Mevatel Yetzer HaDarayis, and they didn't because they saw the Chedvus HaDarayis and the taiva to learn, and the Simchon learning comes from the same Shairish and the Brit. That's the Tzara Tikkun of the Yetzahara. As Mashchehu lebeis medrash, bring that taiva gedolah lenoshim to the beis medrash, and instead you use that taiva for Torah, and you'll shteig and you'll vox. That's a tzaddik's shot. The Goyin in Mishlei over there in Perikof Hei Lashitasi that learns it's the Yetzahara bittul Torah, he says Mashchehu lebeis medrash, learn shalei lishma, because when the Yetzahara is getting, he wants you not to learn. It's very hard to jump to the level of Lishma. Learn Shalai Lishma, which is giving the Yetzara something to let you do it, and then you could pull him to Lishma. That's the Goyim's shot. Yomara says, Mashcheyu lebeis medrash. Frek the Alshech and Dvarim Perigir Aleph and the Yaris Dvash Chedek Beis Josh Gimel, the psukim that the Gemara brings, it says, learn Torah. As why are we saying Beis Medrash? The Gemara should say that you should learn Torah. As the Medayik that is Madregas, Avada learning Torah helps, but the full Tikkun is when you learn Torah in the Beis Medrash. That's a higher level. As what's the higher level of Beis Medrash? As the Alshech learns, because it's a Mokum Kodesh of Ashra Shechina, Miyom Shecharev Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Bracha says, Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'ilom Ela Dalet Amesh Shalom Bracha. The Mokum Ashra Shechina is in the Beis Medrash. As that's Mekadesh, Meroimim, the person, to a whole different level. And the Yaris Dvash says, because over there there's Lima Torah B'chabura, there's Habatzitz Torah B'ramim, as it's a different level of Torah. As you see in the Gemara, the mile of Limud be Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara continues and it says the shtei sugim of Yetzara. There's an Evan and a Bazel, and the Tikkun is Betayra. Of the Gemara says when it speaks about the Tikkun, when it speaks about Evan, it's Tikkun in Taira, which is Nimshal Amayim. When it talks about Bazel, it's Tikkun in Taira, which is Nimshal Aish. Asarach Levar, what's the two in Yonei HaYetzer, and why is the Tikkun in Taira, which is Aish or Mayim? As the Goyin in Mishlei, Perik Chofei, Pasik Chof Alef Chof Beis, he makes these diyukim, and he's coming to be Mazbe. Listen, Tzadik in the Kutei Maimarim goes al derech zeh gam, okay? The Goyin's Mazbe with Yisoyid that he says in many places, Zayin Mishlei, in other Kisvei HaGrotz, Dover HaMotzun Ma'oid, that there's two Yetzaharas. There's the Yetzahara Zachar, Yetzahara Nekeva. One Yetzahara is Keneged Esav, one Yetzahara is Keneged Yishmael. Esav is the mid of Kasani, of Leitzirzach, the Reitzchen, Ra Lacherim, the Meira Lacherim. Yishmael is the Nekeva, the Yetzahara, the Indian of Pitoy. Yud Kavim Shals Nusyar the Lo Ilam Vetisha Notla Yishmaelim Tavoni Loisinoi. And that's connected the last two of the Aseres Adibreis, the Loisirzach, the Loisinoch, which are Koilo Kola Veris. That's what the Goin says. As he says, Evan is Tavoni, Barzel is Kasoni, and the Tikkunim for these two Yetzes is Mishtechel Ke Toira. The tikkunim for taiva is b'mayim, which is agudas chazal, that the moishech liboy shel adam k'mayim, away from the taiva of olam hazeh, that his taiva is simcha, should be in learning. And the tikkun of kasoni is ba'alochus, the pilpule d'araisa, araisa hu d'rosach be, the koch in taira. The milchamte shel Torah, but mako milchamte keneged people. As those are the two chelkei Torah, which are misakin, the two different yetzaharas. Thus is the shita of the goyin in Reb Tzadik in one place. The maral in the tziva yetzah perich aleph, the aruch lener, and the ben yoyada, they have a different kivun in the two yetzarim. The Evan, the Yetzar, has two things. Number one, he's Maineas from doing mitzvahs, from learning Torah. Number two, he causes us to do Averis. As they say, the Evan is Masha Maineas, I'm a Kayim mitzvahs. He's a rock. He doesn't budge. He's so lazy. He can't move. Boy, he doesn't have any Ergeshi Alev, Simcha, Slavus, Vavoydish Hashem. He's a rock. And Bazel is something which is used to be choytich, to be a reitzeach, to do averus. V'oi, he's choytich atzmoy mikdusha. And the tikkun l'shteyem is betayra. The Gemara then continues, Rebienis and Amma, Shayetzahara, Mesis l'hadam, ba'aylam hazeh, u'meir Allah ba'aylam haba. As this is Alder of the Gemara in Baba Basa, after Zion, the Yetzara is the Sultan, it's the same Malach, he's Makadrig ala Adam Lamaila. As what is it teaching us? Because it helps you to listen. Like if you know somebody's coming to you and he's going to trap you, if you listen to him, he's going to get you in big trouble. You don't listen to him. As don't listen, the Yetzara comes, he's loivish, big day, you did this, I'm your good friend, do this, you're going to have such a gishmaka time. No, he's trying to trick you. He's trying to be made from you and get you in trouble. Be very careful from him. That's his yosoine. He's out to get you. As that helps you to be miskambel. As interesting, that which he's made, we learn out from a pasuk that says, "Mifanik minoyer avdoi v'chrisa yehi minoyin minoyin inoisius atbach is sada." Why is it said b'remes? It said v'chrisa yehi. Why do you say it in remes? Because it's not something that's obvious to you. He looks like he's giving you a good etzer to have a good time. But the remesh, the oimik of what he's doing is Eidus. Yomar then continues and teaches us more about the Yetzahara. Just like we learned on the Beis Amud Aleph, Etchilis Kechor HaSair, and afterwards, if you Nimshech Achrav Yidu Averis, he becomes very, very strong. Ka'afsis HaGola, a strong rope. Huadin Metchila is Matami Bachutz, and afterwards he's Bifnim. Metchila is Choylech, then Oireach, and then Ish, Rashi says, Kebal HaBayis. The more you listen to the Avera, the stronger his koyach, his shlita is on you. He's mitzava you, like a Baal HaBayis tells you what to do. You have to do this. You need more gvura to stand against him. As what is this coming to teach you? How careful you have to be not to give the Yetzara any knisa into you. Because at the end, it's going to cause him to be mechazik mo'oid, and it's going to be very hard for you to stop, and you're going to come to do averis you never would have thought you would have done, because you let him become too strong. Then Amar Reb Yechonon, Eiver Kon Yesh Leilonim Mareva Yisava Mespiyoi Rav. As this is going, Rashi learns over here on Taivis Nashim, and it's teaching you that when a person is does too many bilas, and even behete with his wife, he's boiled too much, as at the end, Rav, it's going to be machleshes koichoi. This is one of the nekudas that helps Mohrim be miskaber on Mitzazere Levatola. If he knows that when he's too much Moitzi Zera, as it's going to cause him to get old earlier, cause him to get sick when he's older, it's going to cause physical bad things. The Rambam is marich how many illnesses come from ribui tashmish. As it's a shmira gedayla, no one wants to damage themselves physically. Right now it may feel good, but in the long run, you're going to pay such a price when you get older. It's one nekuda. Another nekuda to be machlish, this yetzer gadol that a person has of ribui tashmish, is there's a second pshat, Masbiyeyu Rav. Rav Masbiyeyu. Taisis over here, boys, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuv Zayin, which is Rashi's pshat in Sanhedrin Kuv Zayin, because it's Lucha from the Gemara there that way. And what it means is, people think, okay, so if they do Tashmish once, he still has a taiva, so he'll do it again. He doesn't realize that if you do it again, as you have even a bigger taiva. Masbiyeyu, if you try to fill it up, rave, you become even hungrier. And the Svarim Magdashim say this is a big yisayid in all taivas oilam hazeh. The lashon of the grain is it's kesheisa mayim maluchim, you just get thirstier and thirstier. And this is the yisayid that all the rishayim don't know. They run after, they mizana, and then they mizana again, and they think they'll be happy. They mizana again, and they're never happy. They're always running to be mizana more, day, night, all the time. Why? Because masbiyeyu, you'll never, ever be full. You'll always be running after your taiva, and you'll never be happy. It's not shayach. The other way around, Zachte Michtim Yo, it's teaching us a Gavaldig Yetzer. You know, with these in Yonim, people feel it's so hard to be Miskaber. And there is a Tchilus HaKoshi in the beginning when you try to break this Yetzahara. You rave. Even though in the beginning it's hard and you feel like you want to and you control yourself, and at the end, you'll be much happier. Masbiyeyu, you're going to be satisfied. You'll have Oisha Chayim. You won't always feel you have to, you need to. You'll be a much more happier person. You'll have Emesa Oisha Chayim. As the side La Oisha Chayim is to be Koivish Yetaivis bin Yonei Tashmish. And who I didn't call in Yonei Oilam Hazeh? One of the big taivas of Olam Hazeh also is the taiva for guilt. The more people have Mishiyesh Loimane, writes a Messiah, you're never happy. You think, oh, if I have more, then I'll be, if I be a millionaire, I'll be happy. Then you're a millionaire, you want to be a billionaire. You're a billionaire, you want to be a chule. Masbiyeyu, rave. You're constantly running after it, trying to fill yourself rave. The Nechtam Elio also points out that this is uncalled things that we do to be noital for ourselves, that we're selfish. You'll never be a happy person because you'll always want more. The Britishkach, we see it b'chush in the world. Moshe Shapiro said he went to many Hashem's house. He had to pass through to collect money for the Kailalim and for Stachis and Klal Yisrael. And he has not yet met one person, even when he has so much money, that's happy, for real. Because Masbiyeyu Rave, but somebody who's a nice and zot, from claim to always looking to take for himself, he's always looking to give, he's Be'emes, a happy person. As the first answer is rave, to control yourself, learn self-control. You'll be Masbiyeyu, you'll be a happier person. And it may be hard in the beginning, but in the long run, it's going to pay off. And one of the problems, people who are Moitzi Sera Levatoro, the people who work with them, say they're very depressed, they're not happy people. Because they constantly have to have something, and if they don't have it, when they can't all the time, they're depressed. There's Jewish so many things, so many people that are walking around are depressed because they feel deprived. Because they run after Taivas Olam Hazeh too much. When you learn self-control, you're teaching yourself Oysher HaChaim. It's a gevura. It's strength to have self-control. I want to eat. I just had the smorgasbord, now it's the main, now there's... I want to, it's yum, it's delicious. But that self-control saves you from so many machlas of the bed. That self-control saves your whole human being to be a masbiyeyu, a happier person. Because this is a niflidika lesson in avoidus of hiskambros. That even though in the beginning it's very hard, that rega you have to control yourself is very hard, but in the long run you're going to be a much more happier person. Amr Ibchana Baracha Amr Beirav Abba Mishar Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabarim Beilu In Golas Kazim Yishmaelim V'Yetzahara. Avad Olam Mepharshim point out that Hashem is not Mischaret. Number one, Hashem knows the future. Number two, everything Hashem does is L'Toyva. No, either means Dibra B'Loshem Nei Adam, or there's a Bechina of Koshi in them, which even though Hashem had to create them for a certain Te'eles, but there's Havei Ra. And one of them is Yishmaelim, the Tsaris that they've caused the Yidden, Lesia Simchas Taira, over the Doiris, the torture, the terrible things that they've done. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy is Mischaret. Though they are a Te'elis and a Ria, the Hashem has a Te'elis with them, but the Ra that comes out of them, Kazdim, Golos, Yitzahara, then continues, El Mole Shalish Mikru Salolu Nismoititu Raglayim Shal Saneim Shal Yisrael. Masha is Mitzayin. What did the Psukim say? That the Yetzahara caused us to be Chen, and Hashem made the Yetzahara. Azok the Masha, what does it mean? That you have a Tainus Ptur, you're an Ainus of Adonat. Masha is Mitzayin to what he says in Brachas Harei the Gemara, in Baba Basa Tezayin says, Marasi Yetzahara, Marasi Taira Tabla. There's Bechir. If they wouldn't be Bechir, they wouldn't be Schar Vainish. As what does it mean that Nismoititu, it means it's a ksas limatzchos. A bavada doesn't potter you, legamri. Then it says, Vayirini Hashem, Arba Charoshim, Man Niu, Arba Charoshim, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyo, V'Koyin Senek. Those are the four people that will save Klal Yisrael. As Mashiach we know about, Elio is pretty famous too. A lot of songs about Elio Hanavi. We talk about him on Monte Shabbos. But Koyin Sedek, shame, is not so popular. But over here, he's actually listed as one of the four Charoshim, what's this lashon of cheresh? Umnin, that makes something. As what does Mashiach make? Zok Rashi, that they'll make, they'll be boinu the base hamigdash. As lechayra, this is a stira to what we had in Rashi before. Rashi Amen Malev says that the base hamigdash is going to be yoyred banui. And over here Rashi says that Mashiach will build the base hamigdash. As you have a similar stira in Midrashim, in Mamari Chazal also, as there's a Mahalach from the Ramchal, that he writes in one place, to be Miyashim the Stiras. There's also a Shiloh, we have Mesach the Midas that says the, and the Nabi Yecheskel that says the Midas of the Binyan HaAsid. What do we need to learn it for? It's going to be Yerid Mulmala. Now the Shiloh. As the answer to the Shiloh is the Ramchal, and others say is that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is Bani Malayla, and it's going to be Yoyred Banui. But there'll be also, with Siruf to that, there'll be a Chelek that's Banui Al Yedei Bnei Adam. It's going to be both Biyachad. As a Mela, therefore, it's Shaykh to have a Musig of a Cheresh, and it's Shaykh that should be Yoyred Malayla. Other malachim, it's one of the malachim to be miyasha the stira. The Gemara continues, and it says that chutzim these four haroshim is going to be also shiva royim and shmoina nesiche ibnei adam. As the Malshah says, these are the manhigim of Klal Yisrael. And who are the Shiva Rayim? David Bamsa Adam Shais Mishushalach, Mimino Avram Yitzhak Moshe Vismailai. As these are Kilo the Gdailim of Klal Yisrael. It's interesting, Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, those are the Gdailim, the Avisak Doshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. For Adam Shais Mishushalach, it's not the standard that's brought down. But this is what's brought down, that these are going to be on the studim, they're going to be the manhigim, and also yesichim on the manhigim, and there's Mashiach. Now the other tzaddikim on the sides of them. Yeah. It's interesting, you have to know pshat for tafke these tzaddikim. There's many, many tzaddikim that were throughout the dayas. Why the tafke these tzaddikim? It's a little bit of a beer, you have to know what the pshat could be. Gemara then says that the goyv of the Menaira was Chamishim Amma. We saw the Chuner says it's a remnant to the Nun Shari Bina, that the R of Simchas Beis HaShoevim is Meramis to the Gwaliga Madregas of Shoev Ruach HaKodesh, the Keshet HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Shari Kedusha of Ptuchim, and it must be on them to be Mis'ale and to be Mis'leimim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.